Hi, my name is Priyanka. I'm from Jago Investor Team, and today I'm going to share with you about goal-based investing. Have you ever heard about it? Most of the investors in India do their investment randomly, without thinking about its long-term implications. Majority of investments happen during the month of February and March, with intention to do tax saving. All people think about it: will I be able to save my tax, or how much return I'll get out of this investment? But is that a right way of making your money work hard? No, it's not. It's not the best way of investing for long-term wealth creation. Today, I'm going to share with you how most of the successful investors invest. It's called goal-based investing. Here is how it works. In goal-based investing, you first have to define a financial goal and its target year. For example, let's take a 30-year-old person. One of his important goals is retirement, and the target year is 2047, which is 30 years away from this current year, which is 2017. So, in the nutshell, this person has 30 more years to reach his financial goal called retirement. Now let's see step 2. The step is to find out how much wealth you want to accumulate at the end of the target year. So you define the target amount. Let's say it is 5 crore rupees. This amount is not very easy to calculate. You first have to find out how much money you need right now for the goal, and then calculate the equivalent value by factoring in inflation. In step 3, you need to find the investment required per month to reach the targeted amount in future. If you do the calculation, you will find out that one needs to invest around 25,000 per month for next 30 years. And finally, you start up your SIP or monthly investment of rupees 25,000 per month. This is how your wealth creation for your financial goals starts. Let me give you some of the examples of real life goals and how it looks like. First example is, I want to accumulate 5 crore for my retirement by year 2047. Second one, I want to save 4 lakhs in 5 years to upgrade my car. Third example is, I want to save 25 lakhs for my child education in next 15 years for post-graduation expenses. Fourth example is, I want to pay off my home loan by 50% in next 2 years. Can you see that? You have a clear target year and amount defined for any goal. Now you must be thinking, what is the advantage of this goal-based planning? How it is different from randomly putting money in some financial product? Let me share with you some advantages of this approach. Here they are. First one is, once you define a goal, you get emotionally attached to the goal as you have a name for the goal and you can visualize it. You call your goal by name, you think about it, and finally, the goal is part of your financial life. Imagine a goal called kids' education for which you are saving. You will really be connected to this goal because it is an important life milestone. Second advantage is, with goal-based investing, you can track how much you have reached your goal and you can do the calculations again to find out how much more or less you need to do in order to reach your goal. If your target is rupees 5 crore and you have reached 50 lakhs in few years, you know that you have reached 10% of your goal. It's like a race with a finishing line. You can find out if you are behind or ahead and take corrective action. The third advantage is, you feel excited in your journey and there is a proof that you are moving towards the goal. This gives you a motivation to work hard and increase your investment. You feel tension-free if you are on track and can put your energy on some other important things in your life rather than keep worrying about your goals. Fourth advantage is, you tend to not withdraw the money out of your wealth for some small or silly reasons because you know that you are touching the money which is linked with something more important. Imagine your goal is kids' education and you want to upgrade your car. Will you touch the money which is going to be used for your kids? I don't think so. Whereas, it would be a different story if there was no goal and money is just lying in some product. I hope you get the point and you can now see how goal-based investment is better and strong way to reach your financial goals. Now, the question is, how can Jago Investor help you? We at Jago Investor make sure that we do some serious work on goal planning. We help our clients from start till end, starting from defining the goals, target amount, then find the investments required as per the risk appetite of clients, and finally setting up everything properly, which is on auto mode. After that, we keep tracking on financial goals of our clients. We keep reviewing their goals and see if they are on right track or not. If there are any changes required, we work towards that. This way, we handhold our clients till the end, and our main focus is that our clients should reach their financial goal in life in a planned way and with less worry. We make sure that our clients are able to focus all their energy on some other parts of their life and become their partner in their wealth creation. Just like your gym workout can get more focused and planned with help of a fitness coach, in the same way, having some advisor at your end gives you extra strength in your financial life. Finally, we give free portfolio tracker to our clients where they can track and monitor their fund performance along with their financial goals. Clients can buy and sell their funds online either through software or mobile app. Now, I want to invite you to explore goal-based planning with Jago Investor. Our team can get on a call with you and explain you more on this and answer all your queries. Just leave your details at help@jagoinvestor.com and we will get back to you very soon. Thanks a lot and best of luck for your financial life from Jago Investor family.